You are listening to a summary of Lyft Growth Today, Tomorrow, Together, a video by Christine Lagarde.
In an April 2015 speech, Christine Lagarde, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, reported that 2014's global growth of 3.4% is approximately in line with the 30-year average. Yet such growth may be inadequate to overcome the lasting effects of the Great Recession, especially with youth unemployment rates as high as 50% in some nations. Lagarde's approach is designed to fuel growth now and in the future, and to promote global cooperation to make such growth sustainable. Get Abstract recommends her cogent points to economists, executives, and analysts.
The pace of economic recovery has improved since 2014 in the United States and the United Kingdom, while the euro area continues to stabilize with European Central Bank support. Lower commodity prices make it likely that emerging markets will see slower growth in 2015 than in 2014. But individual countries face different prospects. India and sub-Saharan Africa show good potential. China is slowing but growing more sustainably, but Russia, Brazil, and much of the Middle East face economic challenges. The advanced economies run the risk of low inflation and low growth paired with high debt and joblessness. To address these issues, countries must lift demand. Eurozone nations must improve insolvency frameworks that stifle credit extension. Japan should continue its monetary easing, fiscal consolidation, and structural reforms. Oil importing states in the developing world could save 1% of 2015 GDP by cutting energy subsidies while oil prices are low. Yet financial risks persist. In many countries, low interest rates have raised investors' risk tolerance, perhaps to dangerous levels. Currency depreciation may destabilize nations with large debts in foreign currency. International and national regulatory reforms could stave off future crises or episodes of illiquidity. Obstacles to medium-term development include demographic shifts, reduced productivity, and the recession's aftereffects. Infrastructure investment can boost growth in the short and the long run. Reforms in labor, product, and services markets may take longer to bear fruit, but they can spur innovation and output, as can increasing access to capital for small and medium-sized enterprises. Removing tax disincentives would boost labor force participation in Japan and the euro area. Estimates suggest that narrowing the gender gap by 25% would result in 100 million more jobs by 2025. In an increasingly interdependent world economy, policymakers must coordinate efforts to establish strong, sustainable growth and brisker global trade under a new multilateralism. In respect of their growing influence, emerging economies should have a greater say in global economic institutions. Encouraging cooperation with organizations such as the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank and the International Monetary Fund would also strengthen the resilience of the international financial architecture.